Hi, it's Bill Harper. I work with the National Beef Association, primarily on TB, but I've held all the different posts within the NBA.
And Bill, can you sum up what your thoughts are from tonight's meeting?
I think we have an assurance body that is in some turmoil. They don't even know amongst themselves whether their latest band of proposals are going to be implemented or not. Members of their technical committee thought they were recommendations. Others thought they were to be implemented straight away. So they're in some muddle. And I hope they'll go away from this meeting and get themselves straight and realise they have gone a bridge too far this time.
And what about the lifetime assurance? Has that gone a step too far?
That's a completely different situation, really. And it's a real muddle to me, because if they want it with beef and not for lamb, that doesn't follow in any way at all. And I'm still not at all comfortable about the evidence that they're trying to give. I still think it's only a few supermarkets have said they would like to see lifetime assurance. And they would, wouldn't they? They'd all like to see everything. But that's not really the consumer. And I don't think they've convinced me that they're talking about real consumers' requirements.
And do you think we might see farmers leaving Red Tractor in the future if things get too...
No, I think what you will see is farmers taking more interest in what Red Tractor are doing. They've been very much a secret society up till now. They've appointed their own people, they've kept it all in-house, there's been no constitution, no elections, it's all been very hush-hush. And I think farmers are now beginning to say, right, we want some say and some involvement in the development of Red Tractor, because they're obviously, we don't think, and you know, there's 200 farmers here who are clear to a man that they're not happy with what's being done. And 200 farmers aren't wrong. These people have been in the industry all their lives, and they are seeing an organisation that's not being very straight with us and not being very clear and not telling us exactly what is happening. So I think we should be watching them much more closely in the future as to how they behave.
So what is the National Beef Association going to be doing?
What the National Beef Association wants Red Tractor to do is to change the emphasis from beating up its members to representing its members, telling the consumer and the retailers what a good job we're doing. And they've got all these inspectors out looking at the farms, and they could find a much better way of demonstrating to the consumer how well we're doing if they use their inspectors properly. But their inspectors are so busy filling out boxes, they don't even look at stock.
Thank you very much.
My name's Ian Scott. I'm there, farmer from North Cornwall. The thoughts of the meeting there is that there can be no doubt whatsoever that the majority of the meeting there don't want whole life assurance. They're concerned at the cost it will impose on the industry, and more than that, they're concerned of how it will impact on freedom of choice and freedom to trade. So there is no doubt that it doesn't want that. There was, in actual fact, there was a vote, a public vote, when the chairman asked for everybody to put their hand up that was in favour of whole life assurance. There was only one hand that went up, and that was from a processor. So I think there that tells you exactly the mood of the meeting. I guess that there's probably 300 people here, I guess, tonight, and for one hand to go up in favour of it there, that tells you all you need to know. But also, it's very important there that we recognise that the mood of the meeting is that the assurance standards, the new standards that were imposed last October, haven't been consulted properly, and that the mood of the meeting is that those new standards are a step too far, and that they're not in the best interest of the industry as a whole. They've got potential to do more damage to the Red Tractor organisation and the support for the brand than anything else there, because they conflict with what is practical on a day-to-day basis on the farm. And there is no doubt that the majority of the meeting there were in favour of withdrawal of those standards there that were imposed last October. So I think that's the best summary that you can have of the meeting there, that undoubtedly nobody wants farm assurance, nobody wants the new standards that were imposed, and we need to get back to where Red Tractor was 12 months ago there, where there was a little bit of realism in it.